You're listening to episode 6 of the Sustainable Minimalists podcast.
You are listening to the Sustainable Minimalists podcast, a show about living simply and sustainably with your family. Here's your host, Stephanie Safarian.
Hello there and welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. Today, I am giving you the ultimate kids capsule blueprint. So we're going to talk about what a capsule wardrobe is, why your children need it, and how it is going to greatly reduce and minimize the stress in your life when it comes to laundry. I implemented a capsule wardrobe for my daughters at the start of winter this year, and let me tell you, it has been life-changing. So we're going to get into all of that today. If you are overwhelmed with the sheer amount of laundry your household produces, this is your episode. We are slimming, trimming, minimizing, decluttering our children's wardrobes. Even if you don't have children, you can still apply the principles of this episode to your own closet and create a capsule wardrobe for yourself. Laundry for me used to be a huge headache. So tell me if this sounds familiar. I felt as though I was drowning in the sheer amount of dirty clothes that my two daughters, husband, and myself created. I thought the answer was to stay on top of it. So I did more laundry. I did laundry every single day. But the result was that I just spent nearly every spare minute washing, hanging, folding, or putting away. Now, I was dutiful. I purchased more baskets. I utilized hangers, and I created a comprehensive laundry system, but really, none of that worked. These days, I do laundry once a week. I couldn't be happier. For 6 days a week, I don't even think about the chore. I implemented a capsule wardrobe for both my daughters at the start of winter, and now I keep one daughter's clothes in a single drawer in a dresser, and I keep my other daughter's clothes in the adjacent drawer in the same piece of furniture. So putting clothes away is a breeze. Now, if you consider yourself a minimalist, you probably have found that owning less stuff means you have less stuff to take care of. I suggest today that if you haven't already, you apply that principle to all the clothes in your home. Owning less clothes means there's less clothes to wash. There's less clothes to put away. There's less clothes to manage. It means there's more time for you to do what you love. So what is the solution to the laundry problem? Maybe you've guessed it. It is a capsule wardrobe. Now, what is a capsule wardrobe? It's a fancy term, but basically, it's just a wardrobe of select pieces of multifunctional items. It's basically a small collection of items that can easily mix and match to create countless different outfits. Now, if this sounds way too daunting, way too confusing, stay with me because I have a comprehensive system of how to create capsules for your children, and it's foolproof. Before we get into my system, though, let's talk about what a capsule wardrobe is not. A capsule wardrobe does not mean that your children will be dressed in plain or boring outfits. That's what I used to think, but it's not true. It just means your children will have a few super cute outfits instead. A capsule wardrobe also does not mean that your children will look like ratty-tatty ragamuffins always wearing the same old clothes. It means that your children will wear quality items that expertly mix and match. Now, if you need more convincing about the beauty of a capsule wardrobe, I know I did. I was extremely skeptical at first. I'll give you a few additional benefits. The first benefit I've found is that mornings in my household are instantly smoother. Fewer clothing choices means fewer fights between my daughter and I. Not only will you have fewer morning headaches, you'll also have more money in your wallet. Studies have suggested that the average American family spends about $44 a month on clothing for kids. So do the math, that's over $500 a year. Creating a capsule wardrobe for your child means that you will say goodbye to overflowing drawers that buckle and the clutter and the anxiety that naturally comes with maintaining a large wardrobe. And finally, your household will create less waste because owning less is eco-friendly while owning lots never is. Now, if you Google the term kids capsule wardrobe, you will come up with dozens of hits from moms who have slimmed and trimmed their children's closets. But my system is different. It's incremental and it's progressive. So I'm not asking you to do anything crazy, so stay with me. If you follow my plan to the letter, it'll take you about 90 minutes per child. So let's get right into the capsule creation steps. Now, step one is crucial, so listen up. Set yourself up for success. Everybody loves to buy kids' clothes, right? Who wouldn't? They're super adorable. But if clothes and shoes and accessories continue to stream into your home unchecked, your capsule efforts will sink before it's even had a chance to float. So set yourself up for success by telling everyone who loves your kid that there's a moratorium on purchasing clothes. Say it nicely, convey eternal gratitude, and be sure to mention that whenever your child does need a new item in the future, you will tell them first. But make sure that the people who love your children most are no longer buying them clothes. So that's step one. Step two, get to work. Now, I highly suggest you acquire childcare so that you can work and create the capsule uninterrupted. But it's also helpful to make sure that your child and the childcare is nearby in case you need your child to try something on. So once your child is in the care of somebody else, go into your child's room and close the door. Here's where things get fun. Take absolutely every piece of clothing out of every single drawer. Take everything out of the closet. Dump it all into a gigantic pile on the floor. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, that sounds super stressful. I do not want to create an added mess. I do not want to give myself a bigger headache. But trust me, this step is necessary because it forces you to confront and tackle all the clothing and accessories at once. And it makes sure that you create the capsule correctly the first time. So don't forget the shoes. Don't forget the hats, the mittens, the coats. It all goes into the pile. And remember that, especially if you've minimized other areas of your home, sometimes you simply have to make a big mess to come out on the other side. Now, find four boxes and label them. The first one, you're going to label the keep box. And ideally, the keep box is going to be the smallest box at the end of the creation process. Your second box is going to be labeled the donate box. And you're only going to fill this box with clothing in good condition that you simply don't need anymore, because we only donate clothes in good condition. Your third box will be labeled the reuse box, and you will put in it items that are stained or ripped that can be reused as paint clothes or cleaning cloths or rags or trunk liners, etc. Anything that can be reused to keep out of the landfill. Finally, your fourth box will be labeled the sentimental box. So if you would like, I encourage you to save a few sentimental outfits. Again, this is where the incremental part of the plan comes in. Your children are only young once, so if you would feel better to keep some of their clothes, by all means, go for it. Now you get sorting. You start at the top of the gigantic pile on the floor, and you put each and every item in one of the four boxes. If it's in good condition, either put it in the keep or donate box. If it's in terrible condition, put it in the reuse box. Now, once everything is sorted, you're going to put three of the boxes aside and you're going to deal with just one box, and that's the keep box. You are going to pare it down. Now, this will probably be the hardest part of the entire capsule creation process, and it should be the hardest part because you're taking items that are in perfectly good condition that you and your child may love, and you're purposely and deliberately letting go. So it should be hard. It was hard for me. Now, we have spring coming up, so I've created a capsule master list for you to follow. I will quickly read the items on the list, but don't rush for a pen to write the list down. I have it all written down in the show notes for you, a downloadable PDF that you can use when you create your own child's capsule. But basically, on a spring or summer capsule, you will have 10 shirts, a mix of short and long sleeve. You'll have 5 pairs of pants, 5 pairs of shorts, 2 swimsuits, 3 sets of pajamas, 6 pairs of socks, 8 pairs of underwear, 1 pair of sneakers, 1 pair of dress shoes, 1 pair of sandals, 1 light jacket, 1 sweatshirt, and if your child is a girl, you will have 2 dresses. Now again, don't rush to write that down. I have it all set and ready for you. I also have a fall and winter capsule master list for you to print out and use as well. I'll link to both in the show notes. But as you pare down that keep box, those are ideally the only items that you will have left. So go through your keep box and take out what's impractical first and foremost. If the item is impractical for the climate in which you live, or if it's generally just an item that creates hassle, put it in the donate box. Think about what mixes and matches. A teal sweater might be very cute, but if it won't match the green pants that you want to save, something's got to go. Think about layering. Where I live, it's cold in the spring, so layering is key. Which long sleeve shirts can you keep so it duels as a base layer on particularly cold mornings? Think also about dual function. A cardigan can be an extra layer, but it can also be a standalone top when it's buttoned. Shy away from white items because white and off-white show wear and tear and stain quicker than colored items. And remember utility. So which boots will keep your child the warmest in the winter? Which pants fit the best, yet also have some growing room left in them? Clothing is about utility at its base. Think about maintenance. Donate clothes that require ironing or special care because I don't have time for special care, and I'm going to guess you probably don't either. Now, if when you are looking at the contents of your keep box and you are thinking, heck no, this is not enough clothes for my child, this is again where the incremental part comes in. Take out a few items from your donate box and put them in quarantine. Now, if you don't know what quarantine is, I'll link to a post that will describe quarantine in detail. But basically, it's a box in your basement that's out of sight, where you keep things that you're not sure whether you'll need. So take some items out, put them in quarantine. If you end up needing those clothing items down the line, you have them on hand. But if you don't need them, they're out of sight, they're out of the laundry rotation, and they're not creating added hassle for you. If after 6 months you haven't used the clothing items you put in quarantine, that's when you donate them. Now, if you need to see pictures, I have them for you. I took pictures of my 4-year-old's capsule wardrobe, and I will link to it in the show notes so that you can use it as a blueprint for when you create your child's own capsule wardrobe. So you have successfully created one child's capsule wardrobe. Now go to the other child's room and repeat the steps. Now here's the key. After you've created as many capsule wardrobes as you have children, store them all together in a single dresser or a single closet. I can tell you from my life, this has saved me so much time and so much running around. By storing both my daughter's clothes in separate drawers but in the same place, my laundry routine has become so simple. Trust me, try it out and report back. Let me know how it goes for you. One of my goals for 2018 is to pare down my own wardrobe as well as my husband's wardrobe and store all of our clothes, mine, my husband's, and my two daughters, in the same dresser. When you store items together, the possibilities for simplification are endless. So the final step is to simply stay on top of your capsules. Don't let your efforts unravel. Sift through your child's capsule wardrobe at the change of every season. So again, I live in a climate with four distinct seasons. That means that four times a year, I'm updating the capsule. But it's worth it for me because the work I put in up front is saved in the long run. Now, a couple other tips for keeping it up. If your child gets a free t-shirt for participating at some event, just politely decline it. There's no rule that says you have to take it. So don't bring it into your home. Keep your child's existing wardrobe looking great by washing smart. We talked about smart washing practices in episode 5. I'll link to it in the show notes, but be sure to check it out. And know that the time will come when you do have to purchase clothes for your rapidly growing child. Children grow fast. It's what they do. But when you do buy, follow the principles we discussed in episode 5 of this podcast. Buy quality items. Buy items made from eco-friendly fabrics. And consider purchasing in neutral colors so that the items you do spend your money on can be worn frequently. So there you have it, the ultimate kids capsule blueprint. I'd love to hear how your own capsule efforts are going. So be a part of the conversation and join our free Facebook group by searching for Sustainable Minimalists. Also, in today's show notes, I have the master capsule lists for both spring, summer, and fall, winter at mamaminimalist.com/006. mamaminimalist.com/006. I'll have everything there you need. I'll have the master lists. I'll have the visuals. It'll all be there for you. Finally, I have a quick favor to ask. If you've been listening and if you've been liking what you've been hearing, please leave me a review on iTunes. This will help my podcast reach more listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see you next week. Bye-bye.